From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. For 10 years, the Cheesecake Factory has taken home at least one of the Center for Science in the Public Interest Extreme Eating Awards, but this year, the California-based chain earned two of the dishonors. First is the Pasta Napolitana dish, boasting 2,310 calories, well over the recommended 2,000 for an entire day. The chain also won the Worst Cocktail Award for its alcoholic milkshake called the Flying Gorilla, featuring banana and chocolate liqueurs with a whopping 950 calories. IHOP, Chili's, Texas Roadhouse, Dave & Buster's, and Uno Pizzeria and Grill were also recognized for their especially unhealthy dishes. AGCO, a worldwide manufacturer and distributor of ag equipment, and the Climate Corporation, a subsidiary of Monsanto, have reached agreement for AGCO to acquire the Precision Planting equipment business. CEO Mike Stern says Precision Planting is a strong business that plays an essential role in the growth and adoption of innovative precision ag practices that help farmers enhance productivity. Terms of the agreement were not disclosed. Well, don't screw up what we already have. That's the word from the ag sector to elected representatives in Washington, D.C. concerning farm bill talks and budget proposals, and in particular with regards to crop insurance. President Trump's proposed budget calls for $29 billion in cuts to the federal crop insurance program over the next 10 years, crippling the safety net many crop producers credit with keeping them in business through the tough seasons. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.